I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hallo.
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 Hallo und willkommen im Fußballland.
In der Nähe von Doha.
Gehen Sie geradeaus auf der linken Seite.
Meine Eltern geben mir 30 Mark die Woche. Es reicht mir nicht, weil ich für ein neues Rad spare.
Du bist wie eine Blume.
Was?
My parents give me 30 Deutsche Marks every week. It's not enough, because I'm saving up for a new bike.
Oh. Du bist wie eine Blume.
You could have said anything and I would just would have said, yeah.
I've just said you look like a flower.
Oh, no. I don't speak any German, so I stuck that into Google Translate, and weirdly, I typed in Football Land, and it gave me a German translation for Football Land.
Well, that's exactly right, because we're an international park.
We are. Yeah.
We're welcoming everyone from around the world, people in Germany included.
Yeah. It means we're big in Germany already.
Yeah. That's mad.
That's incredible. How well have we done to be big in Germany without knowing?
Are you in Germany? Do you like Football Land? Let us know in German.
Send
us, we'll put it into Google Translate.
Richtig oder falsch?
I can't laugh because I don't know what's happening.
I was asking people if that's correct or false.
Oh, could you get them to send it on a postcard?
Yeah.
I think that would be
Yeah, that'd be nice to get a postcard.
Mm,
we'd be really nice. Farsh.
They've heard it, but they're still saying no.
You're not big.
Good. Yeah, no, we're an international park. We are welcoming as many people. The only difficulty I've got is that the deadline is fast approaching. I had a very busy week, so I didn't get any building done.
Full cards on the table. I've done fuck all in terms of building Football Land this week.
And you're the right engineer.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel bad about that. I will put it right this week.
Do you know, lads, I'm going to have to bust some penises soon.
Oh, hello.
Is that the expression?
It's German.
Have you been ringing the Glen Huddle Bingley?
I'm going to have to...
I imagine, to the throat.
Like snapping a penis in half. That's what I imagine from that.
It's possible to break your penis, isn't it?
Yeah. I've done it many a time. Break it in like a cricket bat, knocking it in.
You hammer it in.
Knocking a new penis for six hours.
He's bought a cricket bat and he's talked about nothing but knocking it in.
Just like when you're a kid, you buy a cricket bat, you spend 8 hours knocking it in with a mallet.
You don't need to do that anymore.
Nowadays you just pay the sports shop to do it. But I don't think that existed when I was a kid. I don't think there was the service of a sports shop going, yeah, we'll knock it in for you.
So now, would they like outsource that to like, would that be like, you know, child labour?
I think it's the children of the 90s have gone forward in time to knock in cricket bats in sports shops of the 2020s.
It's the equivalent of a paper round, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get yourself a cricket.
Get £3.70 per hour.
Knocking in a penis job. Age 12.
It's interesting that you'd sell something that wasn't fit for purpose yet.
Very strange. That's I wonder if you get that in baseball where you've got to knock in a baseball bat.
Because I always thought baseball bats were metallic.
No.
Is that
you
softball
can buy
bat?
Them, but they're mostly for like murdering people. If you really want to do some damage, you buy a metal one.
Okay. Do they ask at the shop, what's as easy? Are you going to actually play with this where you need wood?
I think it's
going to kill someone. Metal.
It's sort of unspoken.
Okay.
You don't really buy it. They just let you walk out the shop with it. They're saying, yes, sir. Thank you. Enjoy it. Yes.
Please wipe it down with a cloth before you bring it back.
Whereas if you buy wood, they know.
Hello, I bought this metallic bat. It's got someone's head on it. I want a clean one.
Weirdest intro to Football Land.
Okay,
ever.
But here's a jingle.
Jingle-la.
What is a beautiful thing that we're building here? It's Football Land.
Oh, Ryan, what have you got?
Oh,
what have you got,
Canada,
for us?
Well,
listener, he's bristling with confidence.
This is going to develop wildly.
Okay.
From the beginning to the end. So I call this It'll Be All Dwight on the Night.
Okay.
And the original idea for this was obviously in standard theme parks.
Yeah.
The camera, as you go over the tipping point on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And that moment, on a, you know, you do it on a log flume, you do it on a roller, on a big dipper.
Yeah, starts to turn.
As yeah. you go, there's the camera at the top and at the end, you can get a picture of yourself on a keychain.
Yeah. Furiously wanking.
I would love it if you did that. When we go to R&D trip, I would love it if you did that.
What's the strangest thing anyone's done on one of those photos? That would be a good art project.
I pretended to hit my friend with a inflatable hammer that we bought in a shop just
that,
like
and
in
you were allowed
the park.
To take that onto the log.
No,
thing.
We had to blow it up in the queue. No.
Wow.
No. We took it on it deflated
That's
and
commitment.
We blew it up on the
Wow.
That is commitment.
Blew it up and then did a pose, yeah.
And then you lost your arm.
Yeah, my friend still got that, Andy Rice. Who's now a pilot for EasyJet.
And that's
cool. Out of your sock
that
drawer.
Man is
that's
in
on the
EasyJet plane.
Website. Yeah. You look up who your pilot is, and it's cross-eyed with a massive yeah, inflatable
flying
hammer.
Flying over Mallorca.
I'll be flying you probably.
That day at Thorpe Park, I was wearing a knockoff Ooh. David Beckham England shirt.
Oh wow!
The red stripe down
Did
the
you
side.
Pass
yeah.
three
yeah.
people on a bench that. Weren't doing very much.
So I think the idea of this was it was basically a blooper reel of Football Land. All the bits that you got wrong at Football Land, we put together on a DVD for you to kind of enjoy, or not a DVD, maybe a digital download.
Right.
VHS cassette.
Yeah, we give you a portable DVD player to watch it on the way home.
Yeah.
And it was going to be anchored and presented by Dwight York.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of, what's his name?
Dennis
Norden.
Yeah. So I just think it was a nice format. It was a blooper reel.
Yeah.
Pretty standard. It's not anything overly complicated.
Yeah.
It could be.
It was from the golden age of TV, wasn't it? It was compulsory viewing.
Yeah.
Because you'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
Nobody had home movies, so it was only professional TV people screwing up.
Yeah.
And it was like once a year.
Yeah. And so I'm pretty sure that for all the CCTV cameras that we have in Football Land and all the kind of cameras on rides and things like that,
yeah.
there's going to be enough material to produce a blooper reel at the
every
end.
Day.
Every day. And I think that...
So Dwight York is just waiting with his script. He's like practicing, rehearsing,
probably,
you know, doing
like
a tech rehearsal before
kind of,
in a suit.
Yeah. So that was kind of option one. And I did sort of... I did worry that we might not get enough material, I think, as you both just have. And so it might get a bit you've been framed where people start
faking it.
Or
yeah.
Dwight might be paying people off to kind of fall over in the ice cream machine
yeah.
or that type of thing.
Like, so as much as Lisa Riley, I you know, respect her as an artist, her era of You've Been Framed was... It was just tired. It was tired by
yeah.
then.
Harry
we
Hill
need...
really saved that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. But we need vintage
Beadle.
She was
an appointment.
We need an appointment. It's like she's a cabinet
yeah.
member.
An engagement.
No, it was an odd appointment. It was like the you know, supporting director made the signing rather than the actual
Oh, I see. Yeah,
manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no director of entertainment at ITV when she got the job.
It was very strange.
Yeah.
So my option two was we let all the Dwights in football sort of take over for one night and one night only.
Dwight McNeil.
Yeah, we've got Dwight McNeil, who unfortunately every time I hear his name, I get an earworm of, you make me feel like Dwight McNeil.
Right.
And now that is going to be... That is now going to be in my head.
That's the theme
that's
tune
why
started.
That's why I avoid Burnley games.
Yeah.
Because then it's for like 2 weeks afterwards. Like, yeah. Just making calling my cereal like, I've got no more lyrics.
Yeah.
You make me feel like Dwight McNeil. You make me feel. So,
what other Dwights are there?
Well, there's Dwight York, Dwight
McNeil,
Dwight Gayle.
There are more
Dwight Eisenhower. There are more Dwights than you think.
Yeah.
Can Dwight Eisenhower be one of them? just to give it some.
Yeah, Dwight.
Some political gravitas.
I said it's a joke, but I think. He definitely can be. I mean, there are a lot of Dwights in football. He says furiously Googling how many Dwights in football there are. But even just those three is, it would be, you know, I'd be really interested to kind
Ian Dwight.
Roy Dwight.
M. Dwight Schneiderman.
Sean Dwight Phillips.
There is a Roy Dwight. Royston Edward Dwight. He played for Forest.
Right.
But way a long, 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 long time ago. In the 50s. There's a lot, and he's dead. So maybe not, he won't make an appearance. But even just that kind of
Jimmy Dwight
triad of Dwight Gale, Dwight McNeil, and Dwight York.
Yeah.
Give those three lads just free reign.
Okay.
One night only.
One Dwight only.
It'll be all Dwights on the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it won't be all Dwight on the night if it's one Dwight only.
Yeah, it can only be one or the other. Yeah.
Hold on, let me run that, because this might be Glinglish. It will be all Dwights on the one night.
Yeah.
One night only.
One Dwight only for all Dwights.
Not one night only.
All Dwight on the night implies to me I'm going to get a host of Dwights.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying.
But you're only saying three Dwights. You're saying three Dwights is enough, but Mark is saying that that's like a few
more
Dwights.
Show me the Dwights.
He wants to see like 100 Dwights.
I think three.
I want Munchkin Land of Dwights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants like the Oompa Loompas and Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
Look, I can get you a very long list of Dwights in football together. They're going to be obscure. You're not going to know them all. I'm just saying, we've only got a few minutes.
Right.
So probably start thinking now.
Okay.
What Dwight McNeil.
What are they doing?
What are they doing?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dwight McNeil. Dwight Gale. Dwight Gale, apparently a very intelligent man, and he's sort of on the one of those that's on a list of going to go immediately into sort of management.
Well, I think Ryan,
maybe we'll put him in charge, because I'm not sure about Dwight York.
If it's a show, then we're going to have to
doesn't have to be a show.
Well, we're going to have to put in a lot of mirrors if there's only three Dwights, because I know you're
focusing on the three.
But if we mirror them, reflect them, so that it looks like it's a room full
of
Dwights.
They're just presenting a load of bloopers from the day.
No, that was option one.
Option two is there's loads of Dwights in a room that we go and look at.
No.
Well, we don't.
That's
go
your
look
version.
At. Right.
I'm saying you know, when you do a collaboration, when it's like Adidas by Kanye West, and they do that by X. This is Football Land X. Dwight McNeil, Dwight York, Dwight Gale.
So they're doing like an art installation.
Could be.
Right.
It could be anything. They get to fiddle with Football Land and do whatever
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so they can't like.
How much planning have they got?
They've got a whole year, because it's for one Dwight only.
Right.
The night it's their Dwight, they look through the O's of Football Land, which is in letters outside, as massive glasses. Like, you remember Mr. Magoo?
Mm.
When he peered through the glasses and eyes got massive. So if it'll be all Dwight York on the night that you're there, it's Dwight York looking at you with massive eyes through the Football Land.
Yeah. David Blaine in the Cube.
Oh.
It's like what?
It's like David, it's an installation of a Dwight inside the sign of Football Land.
Yeah, he's looking through the O's of Football Land for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
And if the British are anything to go by with David Blaine, they're just going to chuck golf balls at him. And
you could put each Dwight, you could put a different Dwight in on the night. Each night, the Football Land sign so it's a different Dwight.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Dwight York is quite adamant that he would be a good manager. And wants a top appointment, and he's really confused and quite furious as to why he's not getting.
Give him the managerial role of Football Land.
Not really realizing that. The manager is sort of a PR man, and that he might not have the best track record.
Yeah.
Does Football Land have a football team?
Oh, this could be chance. Well, what I'm saying is, like, it's probably should we just put that Dwight York argument to bed and let him manage something?
Let him manage the whole park.
The whole park?
Yeah.
I think his ego would, he'd take the role.
All
take
Dwight
the
on the
off.
Night, it's just him managing the park, just all Dwight. He does everything. He does.
It's his vision.
He runs behind,
of what
like,
Football Land
yeah,
should
but
be.
He runs the rides. He does the kiosks. He sells the tickets. It's all Dwight. It's
now
just
that we've
him.
Mooted this, he is going to be doing a rival podcast where it's all Dwight on the night of Football Land.
Mm.
Yeah. Coming up with new rides.
Yeah, well, it is interesting. It's like, would he look at the Roy Keane Dodgems and think, oh, God, Roy was always riding me when I was in the United dressing room?
Yeah.
It's my turn to ride him. And so Dwight gets on Roy's back
and
turns Roy Keane's dodgems literally into like Dodge Roy Keane.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's Dwight York sort of with a riding crop whipping Roy Keane into a frenzy. And he's just going around attacking people in the Roy Keane stodgums, and you've got to dodge Roy Keane.
I think that's that
it's
could,
stuff like
yeah,
that,
stuff like that.
I think
that's what sets us apart from the Chessingtons and the Thorpe Parks of this world.
Yeah,
a grown man biting children.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm just now imagining a big vending machine of Dwight's, and you get to take one Dwight only.
Right.
So if you sort of win a golden Dwight ticket,
ooh,
then you get to take a Dwight from the vending machine, but you only have to take one, and you can take them back to the International Break Hotel with you and just spend a really lovely evening with them platonically.
Or
well, see how it goes.
See how it goes, yeah. Not, play it by ear.
They're not sex workers as such.
Ooh. No, but they have needs.
So if Dwight McNeil, if he wants it, I think you just lay your cards on the table and say, look, is this going to go any further?
Yeah.
Or are we just going to be sleeping in our pyjamas? And it's fine either way.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
How would Dwight McNeil, if he tumbled out of a vending machine, react to someone saying, look, I find you very attractive, but I'm in it for the long term. I want a long-term commitment from you.
Well, it's one Dwight only.
Yeah.
It's like when, you know, in those, I don't know, like Pretty Woman or whatever, it's like, oh, I want to change you. You can't change Dwight McNeil.
No.
This is his job.
So he's
not
going to
fall in love with you. He's
going to
pretend he's going to fall in love with you for the night as an escort.
Yeah.
But that's professional to him. It's a transaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always been what's wrong with Dwight McNeil when it comes to love and romance.
I think getting just those three Dwights, and I'm sure there are many other Dwights around the world alive that play football, that we can get them in and go, look, do you want to have a bash at Football Land? And, you know, one night only, which... Park closes at what time?
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Have the fireworks and flares.
So
6 till 7.
Yeah. So on a Thursday night, late night opening, a bit like Christmas.
Yeah.
Thursday night.
Go to 6:30.
Yeah, we'll leave it open till 6:30, so we can't do too much damage.
Half an hour.
Half an hour, lads. You can do what you want.
Do a bit of a firework display.
You've got a whole
couple of sparklers
here to plan it. So far, we've got Dwight York in just a sign. He's sat in the sign.
Looking at you through a big pair of glasses.
Looking mournfully at you through a big pair of glasses.
And at the end of that half hour, after you've watched a choreographed amazing, you can go back and bone Dwight McNeil.
Yeah, exactly. So
for a meaningless encounter.
Yes. Crucially, so I think that's
it's nice.
It's nice, and
it doesn't.
I don't think it needs any more
no
development than that. I'll work on the list.
Okay,
you keep coming up with the ideas.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
how about
all right? Yep.
All right. All those in favour of it'll be all Dwight on the night, getting him to Football Land for about 30 minutes at the end of Thursday night.
One day a year only.
Say aye after three. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Well, we'd be stupid.
Congratulations.
Not to.
Yeah. Really, yeah. I mean, let's see what they can do.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So, Anthony?
No, it's me.
Oh, is it Mark?
It's me.
Oh, yeah.
Punt it upfield. Punt it upfield.
Ooh. Punt it upfield.
Punt it upfield,
good
yes.
Good old punt. So this was you've already had put it in the mixer.
Stick it in the mixer, yeah. This is very different.
Oh, this is a clearance more than anything else.
It's a clearance. It was inspired by Alisson getting an assist for a goal Salah scored. And it's not the first time it's happened. And Edison has also... Been credited with an assist. It's the ultimate long punt up the field that finds a striker. So have you ever been on one of those bungee, I don't know what they're called actually.
Is it like a reverse bungee?
A reverse bungee where
you're ratcheted back and
you're
then...
held in a ball as the bungee ropes climb either side of you and and then it's released.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like that, except it's we had a catapult security system a couple of episodes ago. This is like a giant catapult. So you are in a ball. I think the outside of the ball is Velcro.
Right, okay.
Ooh, and like a Skatch.
Yeah.
Remember Skatch?
Yeah, I had Skatch. And then it's like, oh, I've got cat hair all over it now. It's not sticky.
What's a Skatch?
Skatch.
Tennis ball. A tennis ball. Got, that's like, very furry tennis ball.
And you had like
Velcro mitt.
That helps you kind of catch, but actually bounced off it quite a lot. So you sort of had to develop a technique to get it to snag.
Yeah, you kind of had to give, a lot of give in your hand as you
give
caught
or catch it.
It
on the sort of three quarter, so you get a bit of friction break across the Skatch pad.
Yeah, so a bit like that.
But just the
ball?
Just the ball, or is there going to be some Velcro elsewhere?
There'll be some Velcro elsewhere. So this ball, I think at the moment, is big enough for someone to get in. You nominate your runner, your striker, and they wear a giant ball headwear.
An upturned basket on their head?
No, well, it could be, but at the moment it's whatever the gloves... the gloves were made of.
Why would you take a ball? Where'd you go from a ball to an upturned basket on your head?
I was imagining you're in the ball, and I'm imagining a striker up the other end of like a 100-yard playing surface, and they've got a giant upturned basket in their head, and they're running around, and they've got to catch you.
It could be they're sort
of running around like an American football wide receiver trying to catch this giant...
The mechanics of how this works is very much like that. At the moment, in my head, the ball was made of Velcro and the other person's headgear was a giant like equivalent of the Skatch glove.
Is there somebody in the ball?
Yes.
So your
neck is going to get absolutely broken.
Yeah, you're probably going to be killed.
Oh, okay. As long as you're all right with that.
It's probably a reason why the person's not in the ball.
Right.
A less dangerous version would pinging the ball.
The person to put a bit of themselves in the ball.
A bit of themselves.
What do you mean? Like a pube?
It could be.
Right. Stick your pube in a ball.
Well, it's less dangerous. A toenail clipping.
Yeah.
Maybe just whisper like something that you say regularly, like when you're own aphorisms.
Whisper something into the ball.
Whisper in it so you go...
Put a bit of your DNA in the ball.
Put something in it.
So in the queue, you're queuing up and they're like, all right, everyone, just a bit of health and safety. Yeah, keep your arms and everything inside. And by the way, if you put a bit of pube in the ball...
Yeah,
pubal whisper something in, a bit of sweat, a bit of your bogey.
Yeah, I mean, you went straight to pube. I didn't. So don't, yeah. I'm just...
I was trying to think of something that you can detach, a hair or a pube.
Well, this could be a really nice kind of message delivery system. Yeah. So you whisper something into the ball.
Yeah.
You follow the person who's wearing outsized headgear. And I think the distances are vast. I think it's bigger than a football pitch.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, you know, somewhere else in football land, and you try and land this ball on that person's headgear. And if it's a message, I mean, they're pegging it like 500 meters away,
yeah.
And it lands on the back of their head, and they just hear like breaking out of it like a sonic egg yolk.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you could roll up a little message.
It's been for people.
Like, you know, your car is being towed. Yeah, yeah. Like, you're like, what, where? And then you've got to find the kind of the sender, and then where, which, what zone did we park in? And then, oh no, Pepe's pooed on it.
So hang on, what? But the person receiving it is already wearing a bit of giant headgear.
They know they're in the game.
Right, so they know that they're going to get a message. They just don't know what it is.
Well, you've got to be accurate with your ball firing. You've got to punt it upfield in such a way that it reaches its target.
With a catapult.
Well, originally I thought it was a catapult. Yeah, I think that's. And I do think it's more fun if someone is in the ball.
I think so.
You can't land.
It would be a bit anticlimactic if you open it up to find like a bit of someone's toenail clipping in there. Like,
it's like running gleefully across football land. What is it? What is it? Oh, it's just some bees.
Yeah,
it's like that's not exciting. It's got to, but you can't kill the person.
I like to bees in there. Sounds quite fun. What is the nature of the punt? Right, the punt is either in a panic, or is it more like your previous ride, the stick it in the mixer, where is it an attempt at a bit of aerial kind of long ball play?
Yeah, I think what was beautiful about what Alisson did and what Edison has done is this was a very fast thinking, executed brilliantly. It's a difficult skill, but when it works, it's amazing. Okay. It only happens once a season, if that.
Well, in which case, could it be that, say, you're in CONCACAF, you're bored because there's not much there, and you're like, oh, God, I wish I was back in UEFA. And there's a system you can go to where you get in the punt it upfield and you get in the ball.
Get in it, yeah.
And it fires you across the park because you can't be asked to walk.
Yeah. Avoid the Terry Venables wrecking ball.
Avoid everything.
Yeah.
And there is a landing pad, which is a giant sketch pad.
Yes.
But as we've said, they would come off the sketch pad quite quickly. And that's the sort of, you know, you often say you paid your money, you take your chances.
Yeah.
Well, could that not be it? It's like, oh, and it's a toss-up of like, this might not work. I might ping off and end up in the car park.
Yeah.
Could end up, you know, rebounding back over, and worse, end up in Oceania Town and fighting for your life.
Well, there is one thing worse than that. You could be pinged off out of the park, land by the only Coke stall, and not have any Matty Cash with you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
And that kind of then invokes the spirit of the punt upfield, which in this case isn't really a punt. It's a beautifully executed long ball.
Yeah. Yes, although if there's a landing sketch pad... Mm. It's a very definite thing to hit, whereas what's beautiful about the punt upfield when it goes right is it's a moving target and you've still found them perfectly.
Well, how about just, well,
we
I was going to say, you
move.
Could have artificial turf that is Velcro.
Well,
you could have green Velcro turf everywhere, and you get in, basically you don't want to be where you are. There's an element of you're not sure where it's going to go. It's a bit of a long hoof and hope.
Yeah.
And you just get propelled to another bit of the park that maybe we are watching sort of on CCTV. We're like, oh, no one's going on this ride.
Mm.
Let's just try and fire them towards that. It's a bit of traffic management.
Yeah, maybe a bit like, you know, when you get on a train now and they've got this carriage is empty.
Yeah.
Like this, and it's got a little traffic light system. Maybe it's like that. You're like, oh, nobody's on the kind of, Nigel de Jong clog for those.
Yeah.
Now's my chance. You've got to get in and you point the sort of catapult at roughly where you think it is.
Yeah.
And fire yourself off, but you might miss and end up sort of in the Lee Cattermole petting zoo.
Yeah. Or is it even more random and kind of lottery element?
Ooh.
Like hyperspace in certain pinball machines of the 80s and 90s, or when you went off one screen and asteroids and you came back in another screen, you wouldn't necessarily know where you were coming back in. So you get in there knowing, I might go somewhere good, I might not.
I think,
but we decide in the control rooms. Oh, like, well, this bit's empty. Yeah. Send them there.
Yeah. You could leave that up to the Velcro, because as we said with the sketch, you don't know, and we could just be a little bit lazy with it and not really have to worry about it in the control room in inverted.
Well, that's why I quite like someone wearing like a helicopter landing pad of sketch material.
Yeah,
and they're moving some kind of, and you've got to find them, and you might not get it right. But if you do, you win a free Coke.
Oh. Well, I mean, the landing pad's quite nice, especially if people are carrying it. If we had a team in each area with the landing pad.
Like firemen on a blanket.
Yeah, like one of those sort of, you know, 1920s sort of kind of, it's a hoop.
Yeah.
Which they seem to carry with them, but I don't really know where they had stored them.
Yeah.
Fire teams would genuinely have those.
I know, but you never saw a fire engine sort of whizzing through town with a giant
trampoline
on its side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
so I don't know where they really whipped that from. It wasn't a pop-up one. It was always pretty substantial. So...
It does make you think, doesn't it?
And there is a sort of... Following that through, where would we store those in football land? And then there's a secondary question of who's going to carry them? We'd have to employ more people. And you want them semi-skilled, so they're probably going to be some kind of former target man.
Or that could become like
Steve
a red...
Claridge.
Yeah.
Or it could become like a Red Cross function.
Yeah, Ian Collar.
We've heard that Football Land are firing people randomly, willy-nilly, across this park. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
The Red Cross go in and they take charge of trying
it
to...
It could be the Red Cross, yeah.
And trying to make it safe. And
we could put a little charity shop for them.
Sorry. And if we have a branded sketch pad with the Red Cross on it, that's good for them.
Yeah,
good advertising.
And
it works like a target for the person who's firing the ball.
Yeah, that's really true. And it looks like the flag of Switzerland. So the Swiss will be happy with that.
So you've got to wear pom-pom shoes.
I think
I'm on the fence, but
that's because you've been fired badly.
Yeah, I think there's something at the heart of this that I think you could get to a good place.
But we haven't got there yet.
I don't think we're there yet.
It could work as a missing person. You know, if someone gets lost from their party, I'm imagining a missing child.
Yeah.
You know, I've lost my parents. Where are they? We look with binoculars. Oh, do they fit this description? Yes, they do. Let's fire you over to that way. It's the quickest way.
That's the nice.
And the parents don't even notice you've gone because you've been fired that quickly onto the nearest Velcro bit, and then the tannoy comes on. Could Mr. and Mrs. Smith, your child is at the Velcro sketch pad in the CONCACAF region.
That's the nice description of that. Yeah. I can see a slightly different, darker version of that of, excuse me, I'm five and I'm lost.
Right.
Do you know where my parents are? No, but we're going to put you in this ball and you can fuck off over there and hope for the best.
Yeah, well, there is an element. I mean, they pay the money, they take the choice, these kids.
And I think for a five-year-old, that might be quite exciting.
Yeah,
that's true. I think it's time to put this to a vote. For
okay,
sure.
All right.
All those in favour of punted upfield becoming part of Football Land after three set I. 1, 2, 3.
With
reservations.
Footballand. Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah.
What's that German for? Tommy Tickle.
No.
Tuchel, German for Tickle.
Is it?
Yeah, Tommy Tickle.
Tommy Tickle.
What if Thomas Tuchel was just a joke on the British? A really elaborate joke in which all of the kind of German teams got together and underperformed against Thomas Tuchel's side so that they could send Tommy Tickle over. And we didn't know.
Yeah.
And it was like a big prank show. And Tommy Tickle was a famous German comedian. And they've sent him over and he's about
Tommy Tickle.
He's gonna kind of have punked the Premier League at some point when he leaves.
Marked the Premier League.
He's doing the right thing in that he started off really successfully. Yeah. So he gained everyone's trust. And then he's slowly mediocred himself, which is very clever. But Tommy Tickle... some people, I don't know if you... When was the last time you tickled someone? Do you like tickling or do you like being the tickly?
I don't mind tickling.
Ooh.
I might have tickled my wife not that long ago.
Yeah.
But she's not very ticklish, so it's kind of okay. The problem is I'm extremely ticklish.
I am as well.
And my mum would sometimes tickle me when I was a kid to almost to the point of me vomiting. You know, when you can't catch your breath. And you're like,
Some people love being tickled.
I am extremely ticklish and I don't really like it. And I was very close to my grandparents. They're brilliant people. They only passed away quite recently.
They kept tickling you in the bath.
Well, I remember being about 8 years old and my nan tickling me when I wasn't expecting it and just... an involuntary reaction. I punched her in the head.
Yes.
I didn't mean to. It was like a whoa.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I'd lashed out and punched her in the head.
So some people, horrible. Some Elder people hate tickling. Really get violent if you get tickled a bit, like you.
It's a reflex knee reaction.
It's a bit like when you go to war and you don't know whether you can shoot a man.
Yeah.
You didn't know who you really were that day until your nan tickled you, and you realised. You could kill a nan.
Yeah, I ain't never gone back to nan.
So some people hate being tickled.
Back in nan.
Some people get off on it. Some people it's a sexual fetish for them. They love being tickled. Yeah. They really like being tickled. I often think of cats as embodying the both. So if you tickle a cat for, say, 30 seconds, it loves it. It like almost sexually gets off on it. Yeah. Like it does a weird shuddering. Yeah.
I'm done now.
But then it's done very quickly and it starts like shredding your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the embodiment of the both. But I think we need to, it's like, lads, it's time someone said it. We need to cater for people on both sides of the fence in football.
Okay.
And whether you like sexually like being tickled. Yeah. The two camps. Tommy Tickle
very important.
Is the man to do it.
Yes.
But let's make it into a game. Mm-hmm. We get 11.
No.
We get 11.
Yeah.
We get 11. People.
Uh-huh.
People.
11 people, male or female, or whatever gender. And we find six of them who absolutely love being tickled, really get off on it.
Yep.
And we find five people who hate it and will resort to violence if they get tickled. And we recruit them.
Can the six, but can we put them in rubber pants?
Yeah.
Please.
You want to have that. That's fine.
I do.
Because you want them to be pleasured by tickling, but you don't want to see any result of the stimulation.
I don't want fluids coming out. Yeah. And I don't want kind of any arousal.
Just rubber pants.
I think what you're trying is a philanthropic thing and altruistic and really coming from a good place.
Yeah.
But really tight rubber pants so that stuff is firmly in place.
Yeah, sure.
Please.
And then we send them to Brazil.
Oh.
Well, mate, if you can find a better plastic surgeon than the country of Brazil.
True.
We turn them all into Thomas Tuchel lookalikes.
Right.
Okay, we turn them into Thomas Tuchel lookalikes.
Masks not enough, no.
No. No. We want them to look exactly like Thomas Tuchel. Yep. We set them free amongst the park.
Right.
And if you're a guest at Football Land and you meet Thomas Tuchel, they tap you on the shoulder and you've got a choice. You either tickle them or you open your belly up to be tickled.
Ooh.
If you try and tickle one who hates being tickled, then they're going to beat the shit out of you. They will turn violent. But if you tickle them and they like being tickled, then you're going to give them a real thrill. And it'll be lovely to tickle. And some people really like tickling people.
Right.
So we just give people that choice. Let's give people the choice.
Because 11 is an odd number, I think we have five who like being tickled, five who don't, and one who is the cat. Likes it for a bit, and then we'll punch the shit out.
Yeah, cats are a bit small, so can we get a big cat? Could we have
it's a human.
it's a human.
It's a human, right. But behaves.
It's a very hairy Tommy Tuchel.
I thought we'd sent a cat to Brazil to be made to look like Thomas Tuchel.
Well, yeah. We can absolutely do that.
I quite like that, actually. Could we have I'd like to see a cat that looks like Thomas Tuchel.
Like to see a tiger. We could declaw it. So it's still very, like, strong.
Yeah.
Defang it, maybe.
Yeah.
And then, but with a head of, or sort of, no, just with a face of Thomas Tuchel. Right. So it's still got ears, so you know it's the cat.
Yeah, right.
Thomas Tuchel has really weird ears in real life. Yeah. Look at his ears next time he's...
The only problem with that is... You're not going to know that that's the tiger.
Oh, right.
So if you're tickling that, then you know he's going to beat the shit out of you.
Which way round are you, Mr. Tiger
Tickles? You'd have to shave the tiger completely and make it look as human as possible.
Being as we're sending
everyone...
What,
you think a shaved tiger will look a bit like Thomas Tuchel?
With a football kit on, with a tracksuit on.
We'll see it as we're, in the tracksuit, maybe.
You'd have to wrap his tail around his waist. So that
I think there would be other giveaways, but yes.
We're sending people to Brazil for plastic surgery. So why don't we, while we're making them look like Thomas Tuchel, why don't we make them all look like shaved tigers too?
That's true. Good.
Yes, we solved that problem. That's
probably the easier way around to do it.
Yeah.
You just got to give them massive, like, paw hands and a couple of move their ears on top of their head.
Yeah.
And that should be enough.
I think that's enough. Yeah.
So, how are we going to advertise this? Do you like being tickled? Do you not like being tickled?
Yeah.
Do you want to look like Thomas Tuchel?
Oh, hang on.
And are you okay with looking like a shaved tiger?
Well,
for the rest
of
your life?
I think a lot of these problems are solved by money. You know, and actually it's easier for the people who like being tickled because we're paying them to have their fetish sort of every half hour in the park.
Yeah, the risk is getting the people who hate being tickled.
So that's the, in terms of recruitment, it's more difficult to get the non-ticklers.
Which means we just need to throw money at it.
Yeah. And also, you can get some very violent people who like punching the shit out of people.
I really enjoy punching my nan in the head.
Yeah. So actually, it might be quite easy too. So you basically get five people that get off on being tickled, easy, paying them for their love.
Yeah.
And five people who love violently beating the shit out of randomers who touch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also easy to recruit
for. And then one who is literally a tiger.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's basically it. But it just adds to a bit of fun because, you know, you get people in theme parks walking around in costume, you ask them questions, a bit like Steve Bruce, Victorian Gentleman.
Yeah.
But these ones have an extra bit of element to them.
Yeah.
They're interactive.
Yeah.
People love engagement. I actually would love to tickle a man. Just like tickle someone who like loves being tickled. That would be a nice experience.
Yeah, it's an easy gift, isn't it?
It's not possible to tickle yourself, is it?
No,
because
you can see it coming.
But it's not just the element of surprise.
I think your nerve endings know that you're receiving some tickling.
It's interesting though, isn't it? Because you sort of can tickle yourself.
Can you?
But most people do every day. It manifests itself in a different way.
Right.
But you're effectively kind of tickling yourself.
Right.
You're tickling one particular nerve.
Or a group of nerves. Right.
And
I'm lost. What are you talking about?
He's talking about doing
wee wees.
That's why the guy who invented
sexy wee wees. Sex wee
wees. The guy who invented cornflakes. To stop self-tickling. And that's why you can no longer laugh when you tickle yourself, unless you watch clown porn.
I think there's definitely something in this. It's a bit weird.
And
quite elaborate.
Yeah.
There's something quite freaky about it as
Yeah. I don't know if it's quite tonally right for Football Land.
We have got a full red light district.
True. Yeah, fine. If it's in the
red light district,
Amsterdam.
Yeah.
If it's in there, fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind these weird
Tommy Tuchels.
Yeah, shaved
in glass
tigers.
Boxes.
Yeah, in there. You mentioned them walking around the park and people interacting with them. There's some weird stuff in Football Land and there's some dangerous stuff in Football Land, but this feels a step too far.
Right. Okay.
But in that space,
it's quite
fine.
Yeah, I can imagine phobias coming out of, I went to Football Land, a lovely time, but I was semi-assaulted by...
A shaved tiger.
Yeah,
okay. Get them in the glass boxes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think we should probably shield children from this.
Okay. That's interesting, yeah. Because children are the only demographic that actually do tickle.
Yeah.
And it's time for adults to be able to tickle too.
Yeah.
Sure thing. All right. Okay, let's go to a vote. All in favour of Tommy Tickle, say aye. 3, 2, 1...
Aye. With a question mark.
Yeah, that was the most weird thing.
I'm going to football land, to football land, to football land. I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
It's not built yet.
Okay, well, that's it for football land.
Yeah, that's it for another
wonderful
week.
Stuff.
And if you had to pick one, I've got an idea that the one it's not going to be, but of the three, if there was one, what would it be?
I can't remember the end now.
Well, you've got All Dwight and the Night, All Dwight's and the Night.
Yeah.
You've got Punt It Up, Fields, Sketchy Velcro,
yeah.
Child Rescue.
You've got Tommy Tickles.
And Tommy Tickles. It's a weird bunch, this.
That was a weird bunch.
It was a weird bunch.
Yeah, I think we...
Definitely our weirdest for a while.
Yeah, let's let's not have a vote and let's just...
don't say let the people decide.
No, let's definitely not let anyone
let's
decide.
Let's just bin all three and never speak of them again.
Yeah, exactly, that's right, mine. Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay. See you next time.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.